The first series we really liked as Children's Inuyasha, so we gave the creators other anime a chance, Ranma 1/2. The more you watch it, the more you like it. And then in 2022, it came out with the remake of Urusei Yatsura, and Annie said never again after the first three episodes.
It was so bad.
But we powered through it, and you know what? It does get better after a while.
Hi, I told Minty straight up, we're either finishing Urusei Yatsura or Darling in the Franxx. You cannot have both. And guess who got out of watching Darling in the Franxx?
I will eventually one day watch that.
No, Annie.
Minty will watch Darling in the Franxx.
And it's fun titled where we serve every podcast with an FU.
So obviously we're going to talk about the remake because it's beautiful animation.
Beautiful opening.
It's crazy how well they did some of these animations.
So attracted to Lum.
Lum is super cute. Like after the first episode, like you think she's annoying, but as you watch it, it's like, oh wait, Atu's the annoying one.
Sorry, I don't know what this series is about. Can you give me a quick recap?
Well, the world was about to end from these only looking demons, and the only way to save it was for one alien princess to go up against the most lecherous boy in the universe.
It was drawn by a lottery, right?
I think so.
We should focus more on the fact that Lum's people takes over planets unless they play a game of tag with them.
He had to touch her, which you should never
horns.
Do.
Horns. Okay, let's emphasize the horns.
Was it specifically the horns?
Yes.
Or did he just happen to grab the horn?
No, it specifically has to be the horn.
We don't know enough about Onis. All I really know is February 2nd is like throwing rice or beans outside your door to scare away the Onis.
To be fair, I don't think Urusei Yatsura knows much about Onis.
How dare you?
I didn't hear beans once. Not even the episode of What the Food Does Lum Hate? And we didn't even mention the beans.
Again, we don't know enough about Japanese or Oni culture. This was created by a Japanese person, so they gotta know.
So Urusei Yatsura translate literally into annoying people.
Or it's some like play on words.
So the entire cast is full of annoying people.
It's like everyone is super quirky. Everyone is kind of in love with each other. Or like there's a train of like Atu loves every woman. Every man loves Lum. Lum's in love with Atu. Atu is kind of supposed to hook up with Shinobu because she likes him back. But after a while, she's like, ah, oh, fuck this man.
And if you don't have a name and you're female, you're in love with Mendel.
Yeah.
If you're every boy's in love with Sakura because she's the forbidden fruit, the nurse you cannot get with, the lady who looks like Sailor Mars,
who's engaged to another man,
who is a magician.
Oh, is that what he is?
Yeah, he's a magician who trained in like the West.
It's like a Sailor Mars hooked up with Tuxedo Mask.
Fucked up, yo. Did you know Tuxedo Mask is actually in college?
Really?
And all these girls are like 13.
Anyways.
The 80s.
At least in this one, everyone loves Sakura. Sakura hates all of them.
All of them. And there's a whole episode about why she's not gonna let that happen.
I like that episode. This is the episode where Ten, right? The cousin?
Yeah.
Lum's cousin Ten buys a product that's like, oh, with this product, you can see who your one true love is. And when Sakura looks into it, she sees the two worst teenage boys in the world, which is Atu and Mendo. And in actuality, Ten was given not the ball that gives you the love of your life, but gives you the ball that way you can see who would ruin your life.
I love the fact that at this point you can clearly tell the creator wasn't 100% sure what she was gonna do with Shinobu. So Shinobu's like, you should not get with random older man who's already engaged to someone else. Don't do it.
Shinobu likes Atu and Mendo.
Shinobu was weird because in episode 1, she is introduced as Atu's like girlfriend and soon to be fiance if he won the competition.
And it was mutual.
So you think in the beginning Atu does not want to be with Lum because Lum like he touches her horn. She's like, I'm in love with you, darling. Let's get married. And Atu's like, no, I'm saving myself for Shinobu. But in like, I think past episode 2, Atu is just like, I'm going to go after any girl, baby. And Shinobu's like, I don't even like him anymore. It's like, then Atu, get with Lum. She's showing herself at you.
You know what's hard is because after watching Ranma 1/2, and like even Inuyasha, it's like, oh, the couple is set up and everyone else is just an obstacle. Urusei Yatsura throws that on its head, even though it came first. To be like, no, Atu ends up with Lum, even though that's kind of a strange couple. Only because Atu is an asshole.
You gotta imagine, we're watching a 2022 remake. Atu is just a complete asshole to Lum, and we watched all the dub episodes so far. Sorry, dub watch. watches. There's only one episode where he really cares about Lum, and that's the one where she goes up to do her taxes or something.
And he thought she had left forever. He's one of those people where, like, you only get to know he likes you when you're gone.
But then she, like a freak, gave him, like, a listening device doll so she could hear him crying over her. And she's like, man, I gotta get these taxes done quickly so I can get back with my man.
It's like a nanny cam, right? You gotta watch your idiot boy.
What you gonna do, man? Sorry, she was renewing her passport.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why she couldn't come back. Which is like, I wish the alien culture was built on more than just sometimes things happen in space.
I don't know, because you know, like the one where her friend, the ogre looking redhead girl one, was like,
I thought he said ogre looking as if she wasn't an oni.
I forget, okay, because there's an oni, there's the Yuki Onna girl. I forgot what hers was.
That's because she probably doesn't have anything.
No.
Because what the fuck is the pink hair girl supposed to be? I forget her name.
I don't know. Again, we don't know enough about yokai culture. She could be anything. Maybe she's like a succubus.
I'm begging you, what's her name? Like,
Ren?
Ren? It's okay. I think we ran with that name. No, but go on with your little alien sub story.
No, but I'm saying, because this is the one was like, she couldn't go home, and they're like, why can't she go home? And I was like, because she lost her key, and her key was her chain. And I was like, oh. So it's just like to give like that comedy, I guess, that punchline of like, we did all this so you could go home. You literally just couldn't go home.
My problem with gay animes and mangas, I should say, is, I don't, this is gonna sound so stupid, the casts get hurt too much and the jokes doesn't land with the hits. So like, here I'm feeling bad for Atu and Mendo because they're gonna get hurt the most as men. But when I think about it, when I lost Bobo, I really didn't give a shit whenever like they got ran over by a car and like blood was spewing everywhere.
Bobo's different, right? Because that's totally in the fantasy realm. This one is more like an in-between of modern and fantasy, you know, traditional type of fantasy. But it's probably hard to judge any anime on its humor because a lot of it probably relies on the Japanese language and like maybe some inside cultural joke. I think Urusayatsu is still a fun show to watch, and it has some of its humor. And obviously, like, we're a little too old to be watching Yatsura, because I think, like, you're not really supposed to think too much about it. You're supposed to just enjoy it as it is. Like, you don't have to overthink, like that brother who's, like, Mendo's rival.
Oh, yeah. He gets his ass kicked all the time.
I mean, every time he comes, he's getting, like, hurt, like, to the nth degree.
But he didn't eat that baseball.
That was his choice. No one stopped him from there. So I think overall, I find this series to be, how many episodes have we watched? Like 20, 50?
Well, at least three seasons.
It's a very fun show. And I do really like Lum at the end. And as annoying as Ataru is, I do also find him very fun because he's the one who causes the drama. Like, without him, there would be nothing to, like, fight about in a sense. Because to be fair, Ataru has no ally. Everyone is his enemy. Everyone wants something, like, for Ataru to fail, or they want what he wants. It's just a very funny series.
To be fair, a lot of girls want him to fail because his goal is to get in her pants, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, I looked up the names. You're talking about Toby Morrow. Did he pronounce the name?
Toby Morrow.
Yeah, I totally said that. Also, you told me your favorite character was Mendo's sister, Ryoko. You still stand by that?
Well, okay. I mean, maybe not favorite character, but she's like up there. So Ryoko, the younger of the Mendo siblings, she is just like, she looks like prim, proper Japanese girl, but she is chaos. It's like when you drive over a puddle thinking it's just a puddle, but it ends up being like this whole pothole and it ruins your wheels. Like, she will ruin your day. Like, when she invited everyone to her house and everyone ended up being like game pieces for like a board game that her and like, I think it was like her parents or her grandparents was playing with her.
I think both of them.
Right? Like she will fuck you up, but not directly, not maliciously.
Not maliciously. Are you shitting me? When she put her brother in concrete, that wasn't malicious.
Just to fuck with you.
I cannot believe this.
Okay, because Annie's favorite character is the older Mendo sibling, which we will continue to call Mendo.
Even though technically his first name is Shutoro, but we're not on first name basis.
No one ever calls him Shutoro. Everyone calls him Mendo.
Isn't it crazy though? Look at all these names. Mendo's the really only one you call by the last name.
That is true.
But you have Ryunosuke, Sakura, Ataru.
Which is weird because like, you know there's gonna be another Mendo. So why not just start calling him Shutoro? Although he calls people by their last names, I think.
Oh yeah, that's the only reason why we know more Boshi. It's so funny that he has the word more on almost in his name.
Oh my god, he does.
And it's completely by accident. But isn't more Boshi supposed to be like falling star?
Yeah, because I think Boshi, probably some weird thing of Hoshi. Hoshi and Hoshi is star.
Yeah. So I'm just a very empathetic person, so slap, you know, violent humor doesn't really get to me as much as, you know, that's another reason why I didn't like Malcolm in the Middle. Because, like, yeah, it's a situational comedy. Yeah, but a lot of people seem to be getting hurt in this, like, mentally or physically.
Yeah. Yeah, sitcoms aren't your thing unless it's, like, there's a weird balance with you. Because it can't be super boring when it's just family life. But it can't be super bad unless you go so bad you go to anti-comedy of Sunny and Philly.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Uruseyatsu. Okay, I mean, you're not, like, a huge fan of the series.
I hate it. I 180% hate it. If I had to say love it or hate it, it would be hate it.
Rude. But what do you think about the couples then?
I'm a big shipper. I think the reason why I can't get in this fucking romance comedy shit is because I can't stand any of the couples. I don't want Atsu to be with anyone.
Nobody?
Like, I guess I would have to go with Lum because, like, we know, spoiler, that Shinobu ends up with the rabbit and the moon.
Which we dub watches are waiting to see come out. But it's hard because only on fucking High Dive. And I don't know. It's just taking a while.
And my boy Shuto Amendo, I don't want him to meet up with anyone. I didn't meet that girl in the armor yet, but apparently she doesn't think of him as a man. So only one I kind of like is Ran and Wei, but Wei doesn't give a shit about Ran, and if he does, she's only gonna be a consolation prize to Lum.
Oh yeah, Ran and Wei is a couple I don't like, cause like you said, Wei is just uninterested. Like, he doesn't even look at anybody except Lum.
And the fact that he looks at Lum with such adoration means that he, like, must be really in love with her.
Which, I don't know, we gotta figure out what passed, because there must have been something where Lum fed him like this amazing rice ball or something. Some bullshit reason why he's totally in love with her. And then probably in true, like, shoujo fashion, it may not have even been Lum. It was probably Ran the entire time.
Okay. As much as I don't like that trope because it's an easy cough out, it is very cute when they do it well.
Oh,
am I right?
God.
Am I right?
Because there's already an episode where Ran takes all the blame and Lum takes all the glory. So this just could be another case of that. I mean, that's why Ran's really in love with Rei, is because she knows she did the thing that Rei thinks Lum did.
They did that in Case Closed.
Of course they did.
Or Detective Conan for all you 80s anime watcher. Has to be an overlap of Uruseyatsu and Detective Conan fans, right?
Oh yeah, I'm sure there are. There's gotta be at least an overlap of, like, Inuyasha and Case Closed fans.
Oh yes, thank you, Toonami or Adult Swim.
That overlap is just called Steven Bloom.
I forgot Steven Bloom voiced Naraku in the Inuyasha dub.
What's that character name in Toonami's name?
Oh, the robot man.
Yeah.
His Tom. Name.
Is it Tom?
It's Tom.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure. It's like a really basic ass name.
Hope he got paid a lot for that job.
I don't see Bloom got paid a lot, period. He deserves it.
Okay, I think overall, Lum and Atsu is a cute couple. Not the best couple that Rumiko Takahashi has created, but I think for the series of Uruseyatsu and what it is, it's cute because, let's be fair, they're both annoying.
Bitch, I think we're going to transition now to the thing that we talked about off screen. You think Lum and Atsu is better than Ranma and Ayame from Ranma 1/2?
Akane. And yes, I do. I do not like Ranma and Akane as a couple at all.
How are they different from Lum and Ataru?
Because
they both bicker.
Lum likes Ataru. I don't feel like Ranma or Akane likes each other. Many of their plots do not involve each other. And yes, they do get jealous when somebody goes after them, but it's not even that big.
Christine, you like bickering couples, but...
I do like bickering couples, but I like bickering couples who have an underlining, like, we're gonna be together no matter what. Lum is ride or die with Atsu.
For some reason.
Akane and Ranma don't like each other. That's why I really like Akane and Ryoga. Because Ryoga is ride or die with Akane. And Akane at least acknowledges Ryoma.
Or, yeah, a pet pig.
A pet pig. It's cute. What can I say?
Because I always thought, I don't know why the creator of Inuyasha loves the main leads just always fighting with each other. Mind you, we didn't read the two newest series, whatever the hell they may name.
We should. I think it's like Rin and Mao.
I saw this scene of like the Thunder Brothers, they kidnapped Kagome and they're like, Inuyasha, we have your woman. He's like, my woman? Like, yeah, you love me, right? I love me enough, well, you won't let me get kidnapped by these two brutes? It's like, you better say yes, I'm gonna rip off your fucking lips. I don't want to keep the receipt.
Just like, younger brother, you said they were in love with each other. Like, I thought they were.
Well, older brother, what is love? Like, I'm not having this discussion right now.
I'm sorry parents died young for you to not know what love is.
I'm sorry that your ugly mother didn't teach you that.
Whoa, hold on. She was a beautiful woman. You're not going to tell me that older brother got his looks from the dad.
He did.
No. Mom had long, luscious hair.
I mean, she did. She looked like a turnip with long hair.
Dad had hair, but not long, luscious hair.
And they had a sister. Anyway, that's enough Inuyasha deep cuts. I would just tell Ayame and fuck, Akane. Who the fuck is Ayame?
I have no idea.
Akane and Ranma's like prototype Inuyasha Kagome.
Sure. But again, they never look at each other. Because they were like supposed to be arranged marriage, right?
Yes.
They like almost never talk about that.
They talk about it a shit ton.
No, they don't.
Okay, the parents talk about it a shit ton.
But we don't care about the parents. Ranma is in a relationship with his dad. Very annoying.
Yes, but we can thank Ryunosuke Fujinami for being the blueprint of that relationship.
True. Ryunosuke and Shinobu as a couple? That's super cute. I like that one.
Lesbian.
Until I find the rabbit in the moon, I think the Ryunosuke and Shinobu couple is pretty cute.
No, wait. Are we going to have the greatest debate that we have that of all ages?
Okay.
Who has the better cast? Ranma one half or Yuusei Yatsura? And in case people don't know, Ranma one half is a series where a bunch of people fell into cursed Chinese spring, so when they get splashed with cold water, I believe, they turn into something else depending on the spring, and we have a really racist Chinese guy to be, oh, he fell in the lake of the cursed drowned girl, or that's the cat, that's the pig, that's the goose.
Okay, to be fair, Yuusei Yatsura and Ranma one half are basically the same story, just different gimmick. But I will say that Yuusei Yatsura characters are much more quirky than Ranma one half, but because Ranma one half characters are less quirky, they're less annoying. And because they're all, or most of them are martial art fighters, Ranma one half has a much more action. So I think in terms of the gimmick, I like the Ranma one half for the action and just, but the thing is, it ends with a lot of chasing scenes. They do a little bit of like cute fighting, but it's mostly just people chasing each other because they're mad at each other. Or person A's mad at B, who's mad at C, who's mad at D kind of thing. Yuusei Yatsura is more like high school antics with a bunch of annoying people and like weird alien technology, so you never really know how it's gonna end.
A lot of times it just does end with Atu just getting his shit smacked out of him.
Because the boy deserves to get the shit hit out of him.
My thing is that Ramen One Half, if you just look at Yoga, his whole thing is that he's terrible with directions.
Yeah.
And that made some of the funniest scenes. I can't tell you off the top of my head because it's been a while since I've seen Ramen One Half. But I can guarantee you it was so funny it inspired Zolo from One Piece to be bad with directions.
There's also two other characters that are very famous, but I can't remember them off the top of my head.
But if you look at, like, okay, what's a gimmick in Yuusei Yatsura that's super funny, like, by itself? Like, I'm not sure. Is it the women being violent and hitting Ataru? Because that's what every woman's go-to is.
Right now, Ranma one half, I believe, has 150 episodes, like 170. That's the only reason I can't rewatch Ranma, because I have to dedicate a lot of time to it. Yuusei just came out, and I'm not gonna rewatch the old one. So I don't know, maybe there's some gimmicks. Look, you have to read the trivia of Ranma one half to know that history. I don't know, maybe Yuusei Yatsura has its own like following or its own, like it's the model of something. Maybe it's the model of harem series.
God, I hope not. I would love to know what the first harem series was. Who's the first horny man who went, yeah, yeah, and this guy, he's gonna have three girlfriends and he's not gonna get with any of them. Yes.
Because I don't think Yuusei Yatsura is the creator's first series.
No, it's like a really bland looking series. It was her first.
But is this the first super popular one?
I don't, maybe.
Because if you know Inuyasha, you always knew about Ranma one half and Yuusei Yatsura, even if you've never seen them. Because Inuyasha is so good, you kind of see, oh, what else did the creator make? And most creators have not created anything else. But Inuyasha has Ranma one half and Yuusei following it. The only one maybe is Dragon Ball, because it had Dr. Slump behind it. And Dr. Slump is technically his first really popular series.
God, someone said that the creator Inuyasha is the female equivalent to Akira Toriyama. And I'm like, I'm not 100% sure that's a fair equivalency.
Yeah, I thought the Sailor Moon creator was.
Yeah, it's gotta be, right?
Because Sailor Moon is crazy popular and is probably the blueprint for all shoujo. Well, okay.
Okay, it's not the blueprint of shoujo, but definitely the blueprint of all magical girl series.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Akira Toriyama is 100% the blueprint of almost all shonen manga.
Yeah.
That's why you have like Naruto, Kishimoto like paying tribute to fucking Dragon Ball.
God, I don't know if this is true, but I think even Akane Banashi, which is a new Shonen Jump series, made something like a homage to Dragon Ball when the creator died.
Oh.
Because she's doing the Kamehameha pose, but it's like for like a cover page.
Yeah, okay.
But in terms of which series is better,
it has to be Inuyasha.
Shut up. I think my preference would be for Ranma one half, mostly because because of Ryoga. He's a super good character. He is just like rival simp.
I think Shampoo reminds me of Lum if she didn't get the guy.
That is true.
Because she's making all that random shit to try to get the guy to love her.
Yeah, and Shampoo has moose.
Yes, and we're very sorry, Shampoo.
Oh, I mean, they're like childhood friends or something.
Yeah, I like Moose, actually.
I just like Moose because I like his voice actor. His voice actor is Rock from Black Lagoon.
Oh. God, he's light from Death Note, that means.
Nah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. But anyway, so I think overall, going back to Usuyatsu, it's a very good series. And if you haven't given the remake a chance, just gotta get past the first three. I don't know what about it. The first three, we watched it, we stopped, went back to it, and was like, oh, wait, it's not as bad as I remember.
I always just think it's like your expectation was tempered. Like, you go in thinking it's gonna be a funny series, they annoy the shit out of you. You go back after 2 months, at least for us, you'd be like, oh, I expect these assholes to be annoying.
Yeah, but I think like making them quirky was to the benefit of the series, because no matter what, you're gonna know who this character is.
I mean, fair enough. You know, you understood Sakura's deal like 1 minute in. You understood Ryuno's gaze, even though you didn't want to. Great trans allegory. Wasn't trying to be, but great trans allegory.
I guess so.
I liked it.
So let us know what you think about Urusei. One day we will rewatch Ranma and do a whole episode on it.
Whole episode. Till then.